Welcome, email geeks, to the Email Design Podcast. We discuss the latest news in email design and development. As always, we are your hosts. I am Kevin Mandeville.
And I am Jason Rodriguez.
Coming up on today's star-studded program, we've got amazing topics like an email framework, a new subject line, preview text tool, and the email design conference tickets on sale. But Jason, we've got some groundbreaking development news in the email design and development industry with a major email client. What is it?
It is all about Outlook. Not an episode goes by where we don't talk about Outlook in some capacity, it feels like. Which is good because it's typically most people's most hated email client. But good news from the Litmus community. They're interested in getting feedback from email designers, email marketers, and improving their tools, which is awesome. Yeah. Over in the community, Justin Koo, one of our good friends from Fresh Inbox, he posted a discussion titled Desktop Outlook HTML CSS Support Wishlist, in which he talks about the Outlook team actually reaching out to him and asking for his advice to gather some feedback from the email design community about what we need to see Outlook actually supporting, what CSS we want to see supported, what HTML we want to see supported. They asked for examples of Outlook doing weird things to email designs. So this is a huge, huge step from Microsoft, hopefully showing that they're very serious about improving their email clients and making it easier for us to build email designs and make them work in Outlook. So yeah, you can go over there. We'll put the link in the show notes. There's already a ton of great feedback. A lot of stuff about, I think the biggest thing that people want to see is support for the box model. So people can start using divs and floats, margins, all that good stuff that Outlook doesn't really support fully right now. So we can lessen the reliance on table-based designs a little bit. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, but that would be a good first step for getting away from table-based designs and into the beautiful web standards world of web design. There's some other interesting stuff in here. One of the developers from Litmus, actually, Brendan, he responded that he'd love to see a meta tag that forces Outlook into browser mode, essentially, which would be a great way for people to kind of override that Word rendering engine and just have their HTML emails open up in a browser control, which is a great suggestion. And then a lot of people just weighing in and saying, you know, we want this support for HTML, CSS, whatever. You know, there's just tons of lists that hopefully Outlook's noticing, taking an account into their development cycle, and maybe we'll start seeing some good improvements in Outlook desktop, and yeah, our lives will be a little bit easier here.
Thank you, Microsoft. Thank you, Outlook, for reaching out. We hear you. We're here to talk with you. This is happening. So, I mean, mad props to Justin Koo of Fresh Inbox, who got this whole thing rolling, basically. And I think it was his blog about Microsoft's needing to support every, not only developer, but every email developer, which was a big thing. And I think he actually posted one on LinkedIn and his personal site. And it clearly got the attention over at Microsoft, which is awesome, and has now started this dialogue between Outlook and the email design and development community, which is just great. An actual product manager. And I think what was great was that Justin said a person had reached out to him and blogged it, but then to have that person actually in the thread on the Litmus community responding to actual comments, I think shows a clear level of engagement and interest in potentially solving solving some of the rendering problems that we currently go through, which is great.
I think that's awesome. Julia over at Microsoft, thank you very much for actually paying attention to all of our complaining and stuff. That's awesome. Yeah, she's been in there and clearly reading everything, taking everything to heart, and hopefully we'll see some good changes out of it. So yeah, this is huge though. I don't think we've seen this level of outreach from an email client developer before, and actually soliciting that kind of feedback from the people that have a lot of problems with their clients. You know, that's huge.
It's big time. It could be a pivotal moment for sure. And I would agree and just say that for me, I mean, obviously support everything, but if they're high priority items like they're asking for, I would say it would be great to get the box model support. Mm-hmm. Please, can we just have padding where padding works and margin where margin works? Mm-hmm. That would be great. And another big thing for me personally is I would really love to see support in the sort of positioning and display areas of CSS. So being able to use the position attribute, being able to use the display attribute, mm-hmm. the Z index, I mean, all of those types of things, float. I mean, I think that would really be the two key areas. If they just got support for box model and positioning and display, that would be huge. Honestly, all the other CSS3 enhancement type stuff, we can live without. If we don't have text shadow, web fonts, etc., like we can live without it. If we could really just get down to making improvements in the actual structure, mm-hmm. that would be really, really awesome.
If they get those basics down pat, then our lives will already be immeasurably improved, you know? So, yeah, I'm not worried about all the little kind of visual enhancement stuff. We can figure those out on our own. And, you know, if it falls back fine in Outlook, that's fantastic. But, yeah, those basics, that structural CSS stuff, that's what we need to see. So, hopefully it'll happen. Hopefully soon.
Because if they're able to do that, then we're able to move away from a table-based structure sooner. Mm-hmm. I think a great point Elliot Ross of Action Rocket has made is that, you know, even if they make changes right away soon, we still have to support the old versions of Outlook, which need this table-based structure. So this would still probably be a few years down the line to where any major effect would take place in how mm-hmm. we sort of build our emails, but it would be a great first step. And I have to say, I absolutely loved what Brendan from Litmus had to say about having that specific meta tag for, you know, forcing a browser mode to be able to render these emails properly. Mm-hmm. I had never heard that before from anybody, and I thought that would be a really elegant way for them to handle it. It would sort of be less work for them to need to change on the rendering engine up front on their part, and just sort of be a conditionalized thing where it's like, if this, then use this. If mm-hmm. not, then use this. And they can clearly separate it out, which would be really awesome.
Yeah, I think that's such a clean solution for, this whole word rendering engine problem is it separates that. Like, they can still have that for all the businessy kind of people that are dumping in PowerPoints or want rich text formatting on their emails. But it would allow us email designers, marketers to notify them that we're sending an HTML campaign and render it appropriately, you know? So, yeah, that'd be awesome. We'll see if it happens.
It probably won't happen anytime soon, but I'm glad they're doing the research. And one thing I would say to Julia, to the Microsoft Outlook team, because they did ask for examples where emails were getting messed up or mm-hmm. where users have complained. And it's like, well, we've already accommodated our coding style to get around your rendering problems for the most part. Yeah. And we spend a lot of time doing that. And most users don't complain because they don't think it's the client that's the problem. Mm-hmm. They think, oh, the sender just didn't know how to code an email properly, and they're just sending out broken emails. They don't think that it's a rendering engine of the actual client. Yeah. And so I wouldn't focus in so much on that as you want to be able to give your end users the best experience as possible and empowering developers to be able to provide that experience. I mean, that's what the strides you guys need to make in that area to really, you know, move forward and catch up with some other email clients and how well they render emails, because your subscribers will be able to get much better experiences. Accessibility especially would be highly improved for you, which is a key area that a lot of people don't talk about right now with email, because we're still trying to figure out just getting things to render visually and people aren't as focused with accessibility, but that's another key area too. So those would be huge, you know, considerations to think about when, you know, it comes down to possibly making a change to rendering engine. Is not always necessarily focus on the actual numbers and statistics, but about the experience, about making things accessible. And so you really need to focus on that, I think. All right, we're going to come back and talk about some awesome news here in a minute. But first, just want to let you guys know you can check the podcast out at emaildesignpodcast.com. Be sure to tweet along with the hashtag Email Design Podcast and subscribe to the podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes. Subscribe right there. Never miss an episode of the podcast ever again. And again, we have full show notes, links, everything we discuss in the podcast. It's right at emaildesignpodcast.com. And we have a special 14-day free trial of Litmus for you. If you head over to litmus.com/gift card and put the coupon code podcast, you can get free 14 days of Litmus. You can test your email in over 40 different email clients. So you can see what it looks like in Outlook, Gmail, iPhone, all these different email clients to make sure your email looks great before it actually gets sent. Because once you press the send button, there's no undo button when you're sending through an ESP. Even though Gmail made that change recently, you can't undo it. So you need to make sure your email looks great everywhere. And there's also some other amazing features like email analytics. Actually see where your subscribers are opening, all this awesome stuff. It really empowers email designers and developers to do their job well and to do it much faster. I mean, I've saved so many hours of my life, Jason, just from using Litmus. It's insane. So head over to litmus.com/gift card, input the coupon code podcast for a free 14-day trial of Litmus. All right, Jason, let's get into conference, man. Let's get into the conference.
Yeah, the conference. Absolutely. The Email Design Conference. It's our annual conference we do at Litmus. This is the third year in a row we've done it. And we just recently opened up ticket sales on it. We launched with a fun email that you put together, Kevin, doing some ticket giveaways, kind of a golden ticket type theme to the email, which was awesome to see. Got a huge reaction from the email design community. Everybody loved it. It was fantastic. But yeah, we're doing it two places this year, Boston, August 26th through 28th, and London, September 28th through 29th. Both tickets are available. You can go to litmus.com/conference, check out some more information on both conferences. Figure out dates, hotels, all that kind of stuff, and start getting your tickets, which you should probably get pretty soon because they are going very fast.
Flying.
Yeah.
They are the flying off the shelf.
Workshops are sold out right now. Tickets are going really quickly. Our early bird tickets were gone in 10 minutes.
10 minutes, right? And we didn't even send the email out about them. People had it set on their calendar to get them.
Yep. Yeah, we had to take out the early bird copy in the email because they're already gone before we sent the things. Get on there, check it out. It's going to be an awesome conference. They've gotten better and better every year, and I have no fear that this one's going to be the best one yet. So check it out, litmus.com/conference.
The speaking proposals were awesome. We had over 122 speaking proposals, which was absolutely incredible. We were totally blown away by it. In Boston, we're going to have two separate tracks for the majority of the conference, between sort of a marketing-focused one and then a design and development-focused track, which is great. It's going to be highly specialized, and you'll be able to focus on which track you might want to spend most of your time on and focus on sessions there. So we're still deciding on all of the actual sessions, but I mean, some of the things I know from a development perspective, I mean, we're going to be going over topics like CSS for an email, interactivity in email, using Grunt for email, task runners, using static site generators to better organize your emails, super advanced stuff, getting into the nitty gritty of email design, workflow process stuff, and then even some really cool rendering challenges like images off design and accessibility in email. So there's just some awesome stuff, and every session is going to be different for each city. So we've had so many proposals that the Boston conference is going to be different than the London one.
It's not just a repeat.
It's not just a repeat. And if you attend one, you get access to all the videos, everywhere. So it's going to be really awesome, really jam packed. I mean, the workshops are going to be really awesome too, which will lead and get into some really advanced stuff. So it's always a fun time. The best people in email design and development show up to this conference. It's the de facto conference if you do email design or development to go to. And I'm just excited to have everybody under one roof all over again.
It's a good week. Get to see all of your Twitter friends and everybody in the community and all that good stuff. It makes for an awesome week.
Yep. And you can get some of that coveted free Litmus swag too. Check it out, litmus.com/conference, and be sure to grab it. I mean, I hope by the time we post this, tickets are still left.
Yeah, they're still there.
They're flying, man. They're flying. All right. I want to talk about this awesome new tool, which got posted by Austin Woodall in the Litmus community. It's so cool. I really, really love it. It is, there isn't really a name for it yet, but it's essentially this tool that you can preview what your email looks like for the from name, the subject line, the pre-header text, and any text in the HTML body, write in an email client, and for his, he displayed an iPhone. And what's amazing about it is that you can type in real time in the different input fields. So you can change your subject line pre-header text, and it's basically a live preview of what your email looks like in the iPhone. And then he also has a Gmail line too. Mm-hmm. And he built this tool because he was having trouble communicating the concept of a pre-header text and these different concepts to his coworkers who needed to, you know, help produce emails on a daily basis. And so he just built this little app so that they could use it and get a good visual indicator as to what it would actually look like and how it would behave. And it tries to mirror the actual client like as closely as possible, down to the pixel, character, font size, everything. And I just love it because it's real time. It gives you feedback instantaneously. And for the subject line and pre-header text, it even has like a character count, and mm-hmm. it will turn from green to red when you start to get out of the range of it being too long and where it'll get cut off and not display, which I think is just so cool. So I think this is a really handy tool that any email marketer can use to sort of brainstorm subject line and pre-header text that they might use in their email.
Yeah, I think this is awesome. It's such an elegant little tool. And just the use, like you said, he had a problem with some colleagues, copywriters, not really understanding or grasping the restrictions of a subject line or the pre-header text. And I love that he went and just built this thing really quick. It's up on CodePen. You can check it out and like test it out. And it's awesome because it puts the focus on two very important aspects, or a couple of important aspects of email design, that a lot of us kind of forget about, because it's something that marketers tend to care about. But again, those are the people that don't understand the restrictions around it a lot of time. But it's awesome because email designers, the inbox is where people first look at your email. And, you know, if there's not a good subject line, there's not good pre-header text, there's not good body text that follows up that pre-header, then you won't get that open. Nobody's going to see this really beautiful email design that you spent hours on. So the fact that he actually built a tool to cater to that and make it easier for us to test all these things out and see how it looks in these, they're not actual device, they're previews, but they're pretty damn close to the actual devices, is actually amazing to see. Like, I love this thing. And that little character count going from green to red when you get a little bit too far in your subject line is just a beautiful touch. So yeah, thanks so much, Austin, for this. This is absolutely fantastic. We all love it. We've played around it tons so far, so check it out.
And I'll just drop a little sneak peek real quick. We're actually working with Austin at Litmus to build out this tool, and mm-hmm. so be on the lookout for future updates with, you know, a collaboration between Austin and Litmus to make this tool better. So we're looking forward to the updates and enhancements we can make to this really tool. We're super excited about it.
Yeah, so another tool that we've all been talking about a little bit, there's a new email framework out. It's at emailframe.work, beautiful use of top-level domains. Yeah,
I'm so jelly of that domain, Jason. It's not even
it's
funny.
It's a good one, yeah. But it's a new email framework that just came out. Has an interesting way to go about building emails. Has talks about this responsive grid, all these different grid modules for laying out different email templates. Has some mobile hacks built in. Talks about how to use typography, images, buttons, all of that good stuff. But it's very beautifully laid out framework. It has some really interesting stuff in there. Again, it's at emailframe.work. You should definitely check it out. There's a couple of interesting things in here I noticed. One is that it looks like on the gritties, using spacer rows and table cells on some of this stuff instead of something like padding, which I think is definitely an interesting approach, because we usually favor using padding for adding white space to emails on the table cell. It works most places. There's a couple of older clients that don't support it. But most do. It works well. So it's interesting to see somebody not really go that route and, have an actual table row, table cell used as a spacer for their email template. But most of the other stuff kind of follows general what's considered best practices in email design. But it's always good to see how somebody else codes something, how they lay out their email templates, how they build up a structure to build new templates and build that framework out. So definitely check it out. It has full support lists. Mentioned that it was tested thoroughly through Litmus, which is always good. You know, you're going to get a good template that's been tested in Litmus, you know. So, yeah, just check it out. Kevin, have you gotten a chance to play around with it yet? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously haven't used it on anything production-wise, but just sort of looking around and playing around with it. I mean, I love really how super lightweight it is. It's very... He didn't include a ton of stuff. It's very minimalistic and bare bones out of the box, which is what you like to see out of a framework. And so I think it's great because I think, especially if you look at the web, and I'm always interested to see how we can take things from the web and apply it to email, just because we share the same foundational components. And the web is, let's face it, they're a little bit more ahead of the curve than us for email right now, mainly due to email client support. But even from a workflow perspective, they're able to be a bit more advanced than us most of the time because of that as well. And I think what's cool about this is that, you know, we're seeing the rise of sort of pattern-based design in web design. And you know, you see Brad Frost, you know, really advocating for his atomic design. And seeing this being applied to email now, I think is awesome. And I think this is sort of how we should really start thinking about applying our design and development efforts towards email, is making things a bit more pattern-based, a bit more modular. And, you know, if you think about it, you could even create your own version of this internally for if it's a brand you're using, or if you're a freelancer for a client that you're serving. I think it's really awesome to lay things out like this in an easy way to where anybody can sort of jump in and just start building out pieces from scratch.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I love seeing somebody taking this approach again and really working towards that modular kind of componentized framework development, that process. You know, I think that's where we should go as well. It alleviates a lot of that stress of hand coding everything from scratch or doing things in a very kind of bespoke manner, you know. So it's awesome to see somebody release something like this, and it looks like a great tool. It even comes with a PSD with guides and everything in there. So if you don't necessarily design in the browser, you can still open up Photoshop and lay everything out and know that it's going to translate really well into this code framework. So yeah, check it out. It's email frame.work. Beautiful top level domain. We need to start buying some up, Kevin, and figure out projects for him.
And one of the points I just like to make is that, you know, it'll be great because he can really update this at any point in time, you know, like he can make iterations and update it, which is great. But one of the things which I find interesting is it doesn't use the hybrid approach right now. It's sort of being more of a desktop first approach for email, which is great, but he could add a different variation of this using the hybrid approach, or somebody could create their own sort of using this framework for the hybrid approach. So it'd be more of a mobile first approach that can accommodate for the Gmail apps right now, which it doesn't use at this point in time, which I thought would be interesting moving forward if anybody was up for sort of the challenge or the task of doing that.
Yep. And he has it up on GitHub too, so you can very easily fork it. You can write up some issues, do a pull request, whatever, you know. But yeah, it'd be awesome if somebody took on the initiative and made a hybrid version of this.
So yeah, give Glenn Smith a shout out on Twitter. He's like at Glenn, but it's like 13 for the like L and the E Smith. But yeah, email frame.work. Oh, such a great domain name. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Email Design Podcast, all you email geeks. And I mean, let's just face it, you're an email geek if you're listening to the podcast at this point in time. So check out the podcast at emaildesignpodcast.com. All the show notes and links, everything we discuss right there at the website. Also subscribe to the podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes so you get updated when the podcast is live. Never miss an episode of the podcast again. And be sure to tweet along with the hashtag Email Design Podcast. Jason and I are following along there and interacting with you. And be sure to check out litmus.com/gift card and input the coupon code podcast for a free 14-day trial of Litmus. Test your email in over 40 different email clients and make sure it looks great before you hit the send button. All right, that's going to do it for this episode. Until next time, reminding you to keep your table cells aligned and your styles in line.